joining us, the quarterback of the Silver and Black, Derek Carr. Derek, great to talk to you again. For me, I wanted to get the update first for you. Every day, how's the rehab going? What's today look like for you?
Oh, man, it's going great. You know, I'm at the Raiders facility all the time with, you know, my trainers getting it in. And then, I have my own doc come out too, from all the way from across the country. He comes out, you know, once a week for me, you know, just to do any extra little touch-ups when I'm not at the facility. So I'm just trying to do absolutely everything I can, you know, to make sure this thing is right. And he was here today. We had a good time. We had a good rehab, and it's going really well.
What have you learned the most mentally so far on the difficult days in this rehab process?
You know, I think mentally is you have to stay engaged. You have to understand that some days are going to be quicker than others, meaning, you know, some days you're going to have a big jump forward. Some days it's going to be a little jump. But as long as you, you know, keep the right mindset and, you know, make sure everything, each and every day it's going forward, you know, then you're going to get healthy, you know, a lot faster. You know, you're going to get, you know, back to doing what you want to do and the way you want to do it. So, you know, just trust in the process and just trust in mentally. You know, you have to be very patient. You know, you have to understand that overnight it's not just going to, you know, come right back. So I think that was the hardest part at the beginning. But now as, you know, I'm seeing the fruit, seeing the fruits, you know, of all that pay off, you know, all that patience pay off. It's really nice, you know, be able to be walking around and doing things that I like to do.
What have you learned about your pain threshold through the rehab?
You know, it's so funny, man. We always joked around, you know, about, you know, pain tolerance and things like that. And, you know, no one likes pain. You know, there's not anybody that likes it. And I'll be the first one to tell you, it's not my favorite thing in the world to deal with. But, you know, going through this and understanding that every day you're going to be in pain, every day it's going to suck, it just makes you mentally tougher. And honestly, you just go into it knowing, hey, if you want it to be the way you want it to be, you want to train your tail off and come back better than ever. You know, it's going to suck. It's going to hurt every day. So I think mentally I just went into it every day like that and, you know, came out stronger. It was just another challenge for me to get better. And mentally I was able to get better through this time.
So you're cool with the fact that when people talk about free agency, you see it on NFL Network and all the other big networks, people are saying, well, maybe the Raiders aren't going to go after this guy or that guy because they have to lock up their quarterback long-term on top of Khalil Mack, Amari Cooper. This is a good issue to have when you have young players who have already been Pro Bowlers. Mack, the defensive player of the year, eventually contracts have to be dealt with, but that's a good sign for the future of this franchise that there are several players down the road that will need to be taken care of.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I think for so long, our fans were looking forward to free agency. You know, they were sitting there chomping at the bit, you know, couldn't wait for it all the way up until really probably this year, you know, you know, you probably know better than I do, but I'd say at least 15, 16 years, you know, man, who can we add this time? You know, who's the next piece? Who's this? You know, can we get this guy? Now, you know, Reggie, our front office, and Coach Del Rio and everybody has done such a good job of adding talent maybe through the draft or through free agency leading up to this that we have a solid team. Now we just need a couple pieces. It's not like we need a hole this or a hole that, you know, we just need, you know, a couple pieces to come in and help. And, you know, now we're in a spot where, you know, our front office can take care of their own and, you know, do those kind of things. And that is a really good thing to have. So I think our fans, you know, as exciting free agency is and all those kind of things, if you don't have to be heavily involved, I think it's a really good problem to have for an organization.
We're wrapping it up with Derek Carr, but there's a difference between looking for free agents the way Bruce Irvin does, right, on Instagram, and going and really trying to recruit. How do you balance between recruiting or not? Because you're the face of the franchise to a lot of people if you want to see a different player. And I love the fact that you were so vocal and honest about wanting to keep Latavius Murray. Down the road, as you're still a young player, do you think you'll find yourself in a position where you'll be a bigger recruiter, or are you going to sit back as the quarterback and say, hey, this goes upstairs, this goes to player personnel, I'm staying out of it?
Yeah, no, I will definitely recruit, but once I get the, you know, the green light from, you know, our front office or, you know, anybody in there that, you know, says, hey, this is who we're going after. I'm not just going to blindly go into something and then, you know, have the guy all for it and then, you know, we don't even offer him something or, you know, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I will, and I have been a heavy recruiter. I just do it in my own way, you know. Do it in my own way. You know, Bruce has his way. He's baby Reggie. You know, he does his thing his way, and that's why I love Bruce. And that's why, you know, our whole team loves playing with him because that's him. But for me, I'm more sleek about it, you know, more in the shadows about it. But I definitely have my part, but I definitely make sure I get the green light and okay to make sure that it's something that we're thinking about.
All right, so you're the latest recipient of the Commitment to Excellence Award, which means a lot to the organization and the fans. And I don't know if I'm more impressed who won the award recently, like Charles Woodson or Derek. Looking back, this used to be called the Gorman Award before it was the Commitment to Excellence Award. Check out the first four winners: Daryl LaMonica, Jim Otto, Willie Brown, George Blanda, then Jim Otto again, and then the likes of Ken Stabler, three or four times. Tim Brown has won it the most, six times. And then you look at Ted Hendricks, Raymond Chester, back-to-back years, twice, four times for Marcus Allen. Ronnie Lott, how do you feel to be included in this fraternity?
I'm not kidding you. It really it grabs my heart. and I say that as strongly and as boldly as I can right now. That is such an honor to me. That my teammates, my peers, would think of me in that light, the same way that I voted for other guys, you know, for that, you know, the way I voted for Steve Wood. And then you started naming, I can't even tell you how many Hall of Famers you just started naming that have won the award. The legacy that they left, with their name on that plaque, you know, that just, it blows my mind. It really does. It's kind of surreal to me. I'm extremely grateful and thankful, because it's such a storied franchise. It's not like it's a new expansion franchise where this is a new award they're trying to, get going or anything. This thing has been going on, like you said, for years. And to be a part of that, to have my name a part of that, I'm truly honored. I'm truly grateful. And the competitor in me wants to make sure I'm on that list a couple more times.
No doubt about it. We plan on you winning this award multiple times. Let's wrap it up on a football question. 12-win team last year. I looked at the schedule. I'm waiting for the dates. When you know that Eli Manning and Joe Flacco and Tom Brady in Mexico City and Philip Rivers twice and Alex Smith twice, when you look ahead, and I know you love to break down film, this is one tough schedule, and it's going to be demanding when the dates come out. Leave the Raider Nation here with one message about your dedication heading into Napa and eventually the preseason and what your personal goals are for next year.
Man, I'm ready to fight. I think that's the best way to say it. I'm ready to go, man. I'm so ticked off the way things left off. I know we won 12 games. I know we went to the playoffs for the first time in however many years, but I was not satisfied because we lost our last game. And, I don't make predictions. I don't do anything like that. I just show up. I compete my tail off. And try and win football games. And, when I'm not going to lie to you, when Kobe Bryant reached out and told me to come back better than ever and, to dominate recovery, that lit a spark in me because I had already had the mindset. I was ready to attack it. But then when someone I've looked up to since I was a little kid, he's my favorite athlete of all time, reached out and said that to me, it did something, man. And it just made me so driven, so motivated, and more than I thought I already was. And I thought I was a pretty driven and motivated dude. And it just took me to another level, with that. And with that said, man, I'm ready to go out and compete. You know, I'm ready to go out and fight, you know, for our team, for my teammates, and, glorify God with everything that I got.
Congratulations on this great honor. Great talking to you again. We'll see you soon. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, JT. Appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, the quarterback of the Silver and Black, Derek Carr. Wow.